Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station. Where will you be on the biggest Sunday in Seattle history? Thanks to 95.7 KJR, you could be at the best viewing party at Seattle's newest hot spot, Lively. But the only way in is to win. Listen to Bob Rivers in the morning and afternoons with Steve Slayton for your chance to win. For more information or to enter online, go to 957KJR.com.
I'm meteorologist Tim Joyce from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Showers on again, off again today around Seattle. High temperature about mid-40s in the afternoon. Tonight, some of those showers do look to continue. And looking towards that big game back east, looks like it's going to be mostly cloudy skies. Temps in the mid-30s as we start off the game on Sunday afternoon. Go Hawks.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer. Stop by your neighborhood Fred Meyer, where right now you can save $300 on a Toshiba 50-inch class LED 1080p HD TV. Pick one up for just $599.99 only at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Introducing An American Story with Tom Brokaw. Award-winning journalist and author Tom Brokaw covers newsworthy current events, historic figures, and notable moments in history that impact the lives of Americans today.
Don't we all start a new year determined to make this the best ever? So a few days ago, two pilots for Southwest Airlines had to rewrite their dreams for 2014. They landed at the wrong airport in Branson, Missouri, with 100 passengers on board. They put down at a small county strip 7 miles from the commercial field. Whoops. A few years ago, a pair of pilots for Northwest Airlines overshot their destination by 150 miles. I feel bad when I miss a freeway exit, but an entire airport? How's this for a new cockpit announcement? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for flying with us today. Please put your trays back in an upright position, buckle your seatbelts, and let me know if you have any idea where in the hell we are. I'm Tom Brokaw. This is An American Story.
Get ready for the big game with party platters from QFC. There are tons to choose from, made to order and served up hot. Stop by the store, call, or place your order at qfc.com/order online.
Visit Dania's winter clearance sale now and save big on select floor models, discontinued clearance furniture, and accessories. Hurry in for the best selection. 5 Puget Sound locations to serve you, or visit daniafurniture.com for a location near you.
Don't wait for President's Day to save big on a new mattress. Sleep Country's President's Day sale is on now. Save up to $500 on Beautyrest and Posturepedic. Get a queen-size Sealy mattress set for just $399 for the set. Even get 3 years interest-free financing on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get free same-day delivery, setup of your new mattress set, and removal of your old one. Keep more presents in your wallet. Sleep Country's President's Day sale is on right now. Over 80 stores in the Puget Sound area for Sleep Country USA, and they're all employee-owned, which means that when you walk in, you're dealing with the owner and you're treated right. All their showrooms have all their mattresses on display, and they offer you the chance to come in and lie down, take the rest test, find the bed that's right for you. They'll deliver it for free, set it up for free, remove your old set for free if you're in before 2 o'clock p.m., and you'll always get the Sleep Country 100-day low-price guarantee. If anybody puts your bed on sale for up to 100 days after you buy it, they'll beat the sale price by 5% and refund you the difference, guaranteed. The guaranteed best night's sleep, the guaranteed best price, and Sleep Country USA's President's Day sale. Don't miss it. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Chinese New Year's Year of the Horse brings happiness and good fortune, like $150,000 in cash and prizes, including a trip for two to Hong Kong and two Ford Mustangs. You'll find it above it all at Snoqualmie Casino, January 26th through February 7th. Ring in the Year of the Horse with horsepower. The more you play, the better your chances of winning. So visit snowcasino.com for more ways to win. Above it all, Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest.
Get the competitive edge with the all-wheel drive Honda CR-V. Loaded with a rear-view camera, Bluetooth, and Pandora connectivity, all standard. Get exceptional lease and finance offers on an all-wheel drive CR-V during the Honda Winter Advantage. See your Western Washington Honda dealer today.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
Do you know someone in need of a free wheelchair ramp? The Master Builders Care Foundation would like to help through our Rampathon program. This is Rampathon's 21st year of building free wheelchair ramps for disabled homeowners in King and Snohomish counties. If someone you know needs help, please log on to rampathon.org or call 1-800-522-2209 and fill out an application. Applications are being accepted now through February 28th. Rampathon is sponsored by Home Street Bank.
Amy, when was the last time we hiked this path? Was it really 3 years ago?
Don't you remember? I couldn't even walk to the mailbox because of my back pain. But after my disc replacement surgery, the pain finally went away.
At Microsurgical Spine Center, we're here to help relieve your back and neck pain. Call us today at 1-855-420-BACK or visit us at mybackmylife.com so you can rediscover the freedom that you thought you lost. Again, that's 1-855-420-BACK.
You know all that stuff your mom tossed out? Your priceless treasures? Get them back at America's largest antiques and collectibles show this weekend at the State Fair Events Center in Puyallup. More than 400 booths, pop culture collectibles, vintage clothing, estate jewelry, old toys, everything vintage for collecting, decorating, or furnishing your home. Evaluations from an expert for $5 an item. America's largest antiques and collectibles show, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 10 to 5 at the State Fair Events Center in Puyallup.
The big game is less than 1 week away. So stop into your neighborhood Fred Meyer to get everything you need for game day. Take home a Famous Brands 60-inch 1080p LED HD TV for just $799.99. All recliners are buy one, get one free. And don't forget pizza. Select pizzas in our deli, frozen foods, and natural foods departments are 25% off. So get ready for the big game at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
A check engine light might drive some guys to tears. Others drive to AutoZone for help diagnosing the problem and to get what's needed to fix it. If anything ends up trickling down their face, rest assured, it's sweat.
Put your tax refund to work. Let AutoZone read the trouble code for your check engine light and help get it fixed. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This report is brought to you by Semiahmoo Resort.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, good morning. We're dealing with a pretty decent drive right now. We are starting to see some crowding northbound I-5 through the Federal Way area up to 516 is where you're going to see a majority of those brake lights. Northbound 405 through the S-curves actually looking pretty good. Just some crowding near State Route 900. Everett 2 Seattle also looking really good. Just seeing a little bit of a slowdown as you approach Linwood.
Get away with a seaside escape at Semiahmoo Resort on the coast in Blaine, Washington. From $109 per night with a $25 resort credit for meals and fun. For a limited time, call now, 855-917-3767. That's 855-917-3767.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Browns go woof, Lions meow, Cardinals tweet and Ravens screech, Texans moo, Steelers choke, and the Buccaneer goes arr. Dolphins squeak and Bengals purr, and the Jags go ow, ow, ow. But here's the sound the Northwest knows. What does the Hawk say? Standing still, his flying dreads so beautiful, tattooed angel with huge thighs, and if you try to block his course, he will take the game by
Marshawn runs like a horse.
What do seahawks say?
KJR, what the Hawks say. Probably the number one song set up for the season and set up early in the season to get us all ready for the Super Bowl. It was, I think 5 or 6 games in. Yes, Pedro.
I got great news about that song because you know that we had a company that made a video out of that song and they posted it on YouTube. And that video already broke the 1 million mark in YouTube.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow. Who made the video?
It was an app company. Remember, they used some images from the Seahawks, and I mean something that we couldn't do because we don't have the rights. But apparently, they do.
It's going to rain money on us.
Yes, it is.
And the company's called Yakit, and it's not going to rain any money unless you take off your clothes, Jordy. They might make some money.
We're going to get so much money from this.
But yeah, it's 1 million views already on YouTube.
Yeah, a view is worth. When my mom used to get coupons. My mom cut a lot of coupons out. And the bottom of the coupon, when you're a little kid and it says cash value, 1/20 of 1 cent, you think, I should collect a bunch of these. Because when you're a kid, 1 cent means something back in the,
it's a piece of candy.
The 60s. I think a million views, I think each view is worth less than 1/20 of 1/20 of 1 cent.
We're going to buy a new house.
Yes.
We're going to be rich.
I mean, the whole internet thing is supposedly based on views. But who here has been paid for a view for something?
I was telling Joe that last week I posted something about the use of vinegar and how many, you know, the instances and uses you can have with vinegar. You know how many views I got on Facebook with that post? It was a 2-minute video, just
different
ways.
About ways you can use vinegar?
Yes.
I don't know, probably a lot.
57 million people.
We're going to get so much vinegar.
Yeah. Now, Pedro, I hate to break this to you. But you didn't get 57 million people.
Yeah, I did. Because it took off.
We're going to be swimming in vinegar, y'all.
Woo! All right, and here's the thing. I love him to death.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't understand.
But he's walking around like Superman with his chest. I got 57 million. He got 57 million what?
People that saw that video.
Oh, no, look up at the sun, by the way. 6 billion people saw that.
You don't understand.
What's the difference?
You don't understand. I honestly don't care. But for example, I'm going to give you some example.
Sure.
I got already some. I'm not going to use it because we are a radio station. We don't care about that. But I got some companies that send messages saying, I would like to pay $20 so you can post our video there so we can have some people looking at this video.
Heinz, the vinegar people, they want to pay you. If 57 million people saw something about vinegar, in theory, next quarter, they will sell a lot more vinegar.
This is a great parade, and I...
you ready to rain on it?
I smell lightning, and I don't want to do this, but... Who told you 57 million people reacted to just your post?
Just the messages that I get. I see the algorithms, I see the numbers that Facebook gives you, and also the numbers...
Oh, Facebook, this company Facebook, and what business are they in the business of?
But why... Don't other sites get the same thing that I get? Because not every site that says that we get 50 million people.
How do you know? Do you check their emails?
No, I check the number of people that all of us have in our fans.
All the sites in our company are monitored, and our company's hundreds of stations.
Sure. But I mean, Facebook is who we're talking to.
Yeah.
Facebook is in the business of telling you you're good, keep putting stuff up on Facebook.
So you're telling me that now.
Like you.
Were the number probably 900 station in this.
And how
market.
Much did Facebook pay? Facebook pay you for working so hard for them?
We were the number 900 station in the entire country.
By the way, I believe you're good. I believe you're great.
No, let me tell you something. We are number one now in the entire country. In the entire country. Does it mean anything to you? No. To me,
number
neither.
One in the country means what?
that some companies, before they advertise in any radio station, they go to Facebook, they see the number of fans,
yes.
and they say, you know what? It's impressive. They got more fans than any other station in the country, even L.A.
And for some reason, they love vinegar. And what's that, up with these
well,
guys?
Well, and puppies.
I don't know. What is vinegar used for, Jody?
A lot of stuff. Tons and tons
Let's not
of
mention
stuff.
The number
you've
one thing.
You've got a glass eye.
Actually,
on my mind.
That's yeah. not healthy.
It's
and
not healthy for you.
No,
okay.
You never do that.
Pedro, take that part of the post down.
I bet that it didn't even mention it because that's like a proven thing.
Nah.
Yeah,
that's an
anymore.
Old school Mad Men kind of an era thing.
Yeah, it's bad for
it
you.
It's bad for you?
Yeah, bad, yeah. bad, bad. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, Pedro, it's good. I wish you would get paid. I think you should get paid for it.
Me too.
Yeah,
Let's
you
all
should
get paid
what you deserve. Because right now you're getting butt kiss.
I'd like to go see Pedro at the Chateau Vinaigrette.
And again, anyway, 6 billion people saw the sun yesterday. They all liked it.
And I think that's part of Pedro's secret, is the stuff he does now, it is all sunny. He doesn't put any bad news up there. Mm. If you want escapism, if you want to see cute animals, babies, vinegar, you know, you
what
go
What about
to,
monkeys flinging poo?
If there's a,
he puts that up.
If there's a good one, but no, there's pretty, it's pretty.
This is all nice now.
It's wholesome, nice stuff. Yeah. He's tapped into the vein of
wholesome, nice stuff.
Yeah.
It's a giant internet vein of wholesome and nice, and the whole porn industry is missing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, yesterday.
Where did everybody go?
I'm going to give you another example. It's going to blow you away.
Yeah.
You know how many people saw a post yesterday about peeling one potato in a fast way?
Peeling a potato in a fast way. I don't know. How many?
I got 250,000 people in one day.
Perfect.
How to peel a potato fast.
I read an article that said that a whole bunch of people said that Facebook suddenly, right around Christmas time, changed their algorithms, and all of a sudden they were getting millions of views where they weren't getting that many before. Did it change right around Christmas time, Pedro?
But for the opposite, actually. Some radio stations are having problems now getting hits on their websites.
Yeah.
Because they changed, they tried to have only big websites like King 5 or Como, but small websites like radio stations now are being just,
doing better for some reason.
Doing bad.
Doing badly.
Yeah.
Oh, I read the opposite. I read that a whole bunch of people suddenly found millions of people and they didn't know where they were coming from.
You can ask around here. Mm. You can see faces around here.
You know, I hate to change the subject from Pedro doing good and Pedro doing bad to something.
I never said he did bad. I said he did great. I want him to get paid for it.
Yeah. Texter says, I walked into Costco last weekend and what does the Hawk say was playing on every TV?
Yeah. In Costco?
In Costco. When you make it to Costco TVs,
yeah,
that's a pretty big deal.
That's millions of likes.
Yes. Like.
And what does the Hawk say? Shirts are being sold at, like, official stores these days.
Anyway, I think that that I would like internet likes to have a value, that the government should put the monetary fund should put even if it's 1/20 of 1 cent,
right.
So Pedro can get paid. Because I see all these people on the internet and they're collecting all of these likes and views and all of that.
Call it Hitcoin.
Hitcoin.
But the idea is we're sending people to our website. That's what we do at the end.
Yeah.
And we got number one in the market.
Call me old-fashioned, but I want to sell them something.
Well, we sell
them. I want their cash.
We sell advertising on our website, and we send people there. That's the key. At the end of the day.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
You know, this advertising on websites is really funny, too, because yesterday I was reading the story about Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, the one they, you know, the boat came back in with 600-700 sick people.
The boat with the sick people on it.
Yeah. And they're scrubbing it today, and they're sending it back out with a new load
of
people.
Just going to scrub it and send it right out?
But I'm sitting
here.
I hope
there's a mint on every pillow.
I'm reading this story, and the banner ad to the right of me says, huge Royal Caribbean cruise sale on now.
Right, because the website is so smart.
They're trying to sell me a cruise on there.
Did you buy one?
I've been looking for a cruise for a while. No,
Royal Caribbean, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I would go.
This whole thing is sandy wiped for your protection.
Yeah, they wouldn't scare me. I mean, I'd go on Royal Caribbean.
You may also enjoy Kaopectate.
Princess Norwegian.
When you go, they'll sell you a case of Kaopectate for the trip.
But I thought that was an interesting algorithm, the fact that I'm reading about cruises, and that might be the one. I mean, they don't, like, you know, if you're reading about some kind of accident, usually, in our business, you pull that advertising. You know, people don't want to be associated with bad news, but it was right there.
Well, That's true. Anytime there was like any issue with an airplane,
right,
a radio station would immediately cancel. They had a standing order to cancel all their airline advertising.
Yeah, I was surprised that that would pop up. You would think maybe a Lysol ad or something like that would pop up when you're reading about, you
try not to get sick with this.
Yeah, or some kind of cold medicine.
I'm with it.
Paper breath masks, half price.
On the other hand, the internet, one of the things the internet is most known for is selling stuff that's in distress. You don't go to the internet for the same reason you go to a fancy jeweler. You know, I want an experience where I'm treated like a king and I will pay more gladly for the expertise and human counseling that I will get. The internet is the opposite of that. The internet is, show me somebody that has to bail on what they have so I can buy it dirt cheap. That's what the internet is. That's what it's known for. So when you go to the internet, what's in the news? Royal Caribbean. What are you offering me at a steep discount? Royal Caribbean. Very credible.
Speaking of discounts, you know what the people got that were on that cruise? Some are not happy about this either.
Don't tell me they got another cruise.
No, doggy bags, all the food to go home with.
Right. Take as much as you want.
They got 50% off the one they took, the one that people were throwing up on. And 50%
off their body weight on that trip.
And 50% off their next one if they want to go on another one.
So in a sense, if you stick with us, you get a free cruise.
Well, you get half off the one you're out there stuck on.
And what's half plus half? Equals what?
Well, it doesn't equal a free cruise. It equals two discounted cruises. That's not the same as a free cruise. Free cruise is what might have been.
I got it. I caught you.
You know. Yeah. I didn't want him to see through that logic. I just wanted him to add
the two do not equal each other.
Well, you get the equivalent of an entire cruise that you didn't have to pay for. You get half off one and half off another. They're saying if you stick with us, you, in effect, have gotten one cruise worth of cruising for free.
But if you're on a boat that you're stuck on with sick people and you can't even go into ports because people are so sick, you're not getting the cruise you signed up for. And then they say, okay, we'll give you half your money back and give you half again. How many people are going to take them up on that? We'll go back out with
I don't know, but I have a wild guess. Half.
Might be.
They've got this figured out, that's human psychology.
But they said that that's generous because really you're under no obligation.
When you go on a cruise, you sign all kinds of stuff that says, hey, I'm on a boat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm an idiot to get on a boat. Anything that happens on this boat, down me. Same thing when you go to a major league ball game. You ever read the back of a ticket?
Oh, yeah. If you get hit with a bat or a ball or anything, it's, you know, it's buyer beware.
I always hear
beware.
The theme from True Blood when I get in anything that I have to sign a disclaimer for. They're going to do bad things to me.
They're going to do bad things. Yeah. I had some relatives on a cruise ship, and they dropped them off in Egypt, said, sorry, we're out of business. And they dropped them off.
Was it during Arab Spring?
It was actually right around 9/11.
Wow. Just in time.
Yeah, it was that many years ago. And fortunately, they had travel insurance, so they were able to get a flight back home and everything. But
Patricia, hi.
Hi. You guys are always so far off when you talk about cruising. You, I know, have gone on Carnival.
I've been on many cruises, and I think I'm an expert, so what am I wrong about?
Okay. All of this is negotiable. When these people get home, they're going to all be writing letters, and they're all going to be talking to their travel agents, and they're going to be getting more on an individual basis.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. When the cruise offers you something, when they offer you 50% off and 50% on the next one.
That's just basically the person that, for example, on the Carnival cruise last year, that took all of the meat and cheese out of the sandwiches and left the people with only lettuce inside bread.
And onions.
And so they're saying that Carnival is only feeding them that. That's not what Carnival is feeding them. That is what inconsiderate people in the line in front of them were doing.
Right.
So you have, those are the people that want to talk to the media. The people that said, okay, this cruise with Royal Caribbean went along just great for the first three quarters of it until somebody that was supposed to fill out the health questionnaire at the beginning of the cruise lied. And they were supposed to say, gee, I'm sick. They didn't because they don't want to miss the sail away.
Yeah, so I get that. You don't have any proof that someone lied. Maybe they didn't know they were sick.
Oh, I've been on cruises where they were giving IVs to people.
That doesn't prove anything.
Vodka
I'm just saying.
IVs?
Yeah.
From a certain district that, you know, for example, Eastern Canada, they were having a terrible, terrible flu epidemic.
Yeah, I'm just saying that this is one of the casualties of being on a cruise. It can happen. It doesn't mean that someone necessarily lied.
It's also the same casualty of being in a nursing home. There are more
cases
of this in a nursing home or a daycare center.
But Patricia, good luck getting more out of the cruise line, because you signed all kinds of waivers when you took the cruise.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Yes, but good luck.
It happens exactly for people. And if you actually read something like Cruise Critic and find out what these people accomplished, you'll see that what you're hearing is what CNN wants you to hear. And CNN is absolutely the worst in getting news out there. They get the news out there first, but they get it out there wrong.
Well, it's always possible for you to sue someone and try and get more than the company's offering when you're on some kind of thing like that.
I never said anything about suing him. You're writing a simple letter.
And you think the letter will get it done?
Method. Yeah. Yes, because then you go on the cruise with the people the next time, and they'll say, gee, this is what I did, and this is what I accomplished.
Well, the news on this cruise, Patricia, and let me know if I'm getting any of this wrong. Number one, thousands of people did not get sick. That doesn't get reported. You know, 600-800 people get sick, but there is more than, 2,000-3,000 people on this boat.
There are approximately 4,000 people on that ship.
Right, and 600 get sick. So there's
nothing.
The people that got sick, if you read through the different sites, the people that got sick were getting sick in the last 4 days.
That's
And the cruise got in only 2 days early.
As I understand it, when 2 days in is when people started to get sick, and they started to not be able to go to some ports of call because people were sick, and then it multiplied, as sickness does, day by day, and then, that's what you had...
Day by day. It multiplied at the last end.
Patricia, all right, it sounds like you're a pro at this. It sounds like you seek out sick cruises so that you can try and get more out of them, but I'm not sure what you're actually saying.
I've actually personally only been on one cruise.
No kidding. You're the expert calling me.
Now,
okay.
Now, they're scrubbing the boat down today, and they're going out with a full load tomorrow. Would you get on that boat?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, she'd like a chance
because
at that.
I did follow up a ship like that one time.
You know, I'd go with you, too.
All right.
It was not intentionally, but on the ship that was the follow-up cruise to one that had been a problem, there were a total of 9 people that went down to medical. That's 9 people out of 3,000 people, roughly, on that particular ship.
I think this is your job.
This is the person who's only been on one cruise.
And it was a two-day up to Victoria.
You're doing...
No, I'm talking about that was a 12-day cruise.
I'm a veteran of the foreign cruise wars.
Okay, now she's boring me.
Thank you, Patricia. Bye. Okay.
Blech.
Yeah.
This is a woman who just likes to be in conflict.
Well, I mean, that's cool. The cruise industry is going to exist, and Joe's right, and Patricia's right, and everyone's right. So
everyone's right.
Get on board or don't get on board.
And many of these lines are headquartered here in Seattle, so there's a lot of employees are pretty passionate about when, they don't want their company getting a bad name. I don't think I'm reporting anything that's not fact here, though.
You're still arguing with this lady after I hung up on her?
I'm not arguing. I'm trying to justify.
Don't justify, dude. Justifying's way overdue. I mean, way overrated.
Nope. Nobody loves the concept of cruising more than me.
You do love the concept.
Oh, I fantasize about going someday.
See, and I've went many times, and I hate it.
I've never been.
And I would go again if I got a gig on a cruise ship.
Well, here's an endorsement. Princess is advertising on this radio station, and they do a ton of cruises from Seattle.
And so you guys both have princesses.
From here.
I'd love to take my princess on a princess cruise.
There you go.
Someone sent me... I saw a couple of things recently. One of them I thought was fake. Yesterday it was... And I'm glad you didn't show it to me, Joe. Yesterday someone supposedly named their baby after the 12th man.
Yeah.
Did you see that story?
I believe that is actually a true story. Did you find out it's not?
I just didn't believe the story when I read it, and I'll tell you why. And it may just be that it was poor reporting. Where I read it, it didn't say anything about the parents. Didn't say anything about what they did. Didn't say anything about what their names were. There was no... did that story turn out to be true?
Well, I saw the picture of the baby, cute little girl, and I believe her name was... their last name
something
is...
Something 12th man.
Their last name is Mann, M-A-N-N. And I think her name was like Janet Lee 12th man.
Sydney Lee 12th man.
Did that turn out to be a true story?
Yes.
It's true.
How do you know?
Because it was reported by King 5. And they would have posted a retraction.
I saw the picture of the kid.
Did they talk to the parents?
I didn't see the parents.
Does anyone know the parents' name?
Man.
something, something.
That's what I think. When I saw the story, there was no mention of the parent's name. If you were proud, you would, it would say her dad did this for a living, her mom did this for a living. I thought it might be a hoax.
Oh.
So just do a little research, see what
okay.
you can find
okay.
out.
Okay. The father's name is Peter Carroll, and the mother's name is Marshawnee Lynch.
Man.
Thanks for the research.
Yes, I'm here for you.
Anyway, it's just a weird story. And then there's one today that I think is true, that they painted a jet. Go Seahawks.
Got a wonderful picture of it.
Yeah, big, that's a true one.
New 747 freighter.
Now, it doesn't say anything about the Super Bowl on it, right? Because why do a paint job for 3 days?
No, it's got the Big 12 on the tail. It's got Seahawks on the side. It's a work of art.
And that's going to be flying for years to come.
It's, I think they call it a, it, well, it's like a demo model for the 747-8 freighter, an experimental, or I don't think
oh,
that's
so
the
it's
right
just
way.
To hang out around here.
Yeah, it's to oh. sell some 747s.
It's not like a temporary tattoo where the paint's going to wash off the next time it rains.
No, right? No, okay. I think this is like there, you know, when you go to a, when you...
yeah, it's a, you know, you get like a tramp stamp on your plane, you don't oh. have to deal with it in a week.
When you go to your car dealership and you drive that model, you know, and then you
a
order
demo.
One.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that's what it
that's
is.
That's good to know. I love the 12th Man Fever. We invited some more neighbors over yesterday, so our house is going to be pretty full.
Nice.
And we're just doing neighbors. No offense to any work people or, you know, band people or anything like that, but we just decided to do, like, there's something about neighbors that, you know, neighbors don't get together often enough.
They don't have to drive anywhere when they're done
right.
drinking.
They can walk. I didn't even think of that.
Roll back home.
Yeah. But it's a good chance to talk. Also, the neighbors that I invited are pretty into football. And the ones that aren't, maybe a couple of the wives, they can go hang out in the kitchen. They're the kind that don't disturb those of us that are watching the game.
Right. They can be banished to the other room and watch Dr. Oz.
We won't use the term banishment. It's not going
to
be like an Indian tribe when someone
party.
Robs from the village. We're not going to use that.
Cut your hands off and get yeah. the hell out of here.
And by the way, in their mind, it's more like we're banished to the room with a loud TV in it.
Mm. Yeah. Who wants to be in there?
They think we're the banished
animals. Yeah.
Is Lisa interested in watching the game this year?
I'm going to find out. She's 50-50 on that, even when it's exciting. She's very interested, like a lot of people are, in knowing so they can keep up with the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Less interested in the play-by-play. I mean, you know, she's not a fan. I'm a fair weather fan, but she's not the type of person who studies football. Okay. There's gals who do that. She's not one of those.
What's Andrew going to do, your son? Because he is passionate. He's a true fan.
Yeah, he has actually, he's keeping us at bay, in a sense. He's saying, well, I might be there. I think he's waiting for a better offer.
That's right.
Ouch.
That's right, because he's
ouch.
In his mid-20s. He wants to
he's
meet
in his
chicks,
mid-20s. If there's a girl he can hang out. I think he's.
Wow.
I think, by the way, he's trying to or dating a girl that is someone he's like caring about, because he gets squirrely when that happens.
When the scent is in the air when it's
something.
It's the season.
It's like he doesn't want us to mess it up somehow.
Okay,
well, like by talking
like
about it on the radio or whatever.
Yeah, probably that.
That'd be so dumb. Why? Why would he think you would do
why
that?
Why would he think that?
It's so annoying.
Anyway, I'm excited for him.
Yeah, me too. That's pretty cool. I'm surprised he's not working
on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
not a lot of comedy shows on a Sunday afternoon.
A lot of people are having huge. I mean, everybody's having a party. A lot of them have pregame entertainment. Post-game entertainment, some guys, you know, emceeing different parties, whatnot. I'm surprised.
Are you emceeing something? No, you're at the Super Bowl.
I bought a ticket to the Super Bowl,
you
boss.
Did?
I did.
Finally.
And I want to thank you for making sure I didn't blow that great opportunity.
Did you get that one?
I got Doug's ticket. Doug and I are going to sit at
good with
Doug.
After all the grief you gave me?
Oh, I gave you a ton of grief because I just couldn't pull the trigger.
Look, I know you have budgetary constraints. You got, you know, daughters, you got schools, all kinds of education, you got all kinds of, yeah, I know how much you love your kids and how everything goes to her going to a special, a private school. And I believe me, I know that you don't have money to blow on stuff. But it's sort of when you give me the idea, I don't know if you realized this yesterday, but while I was like schmoozing the audience to mm-hmm. get someone to offer you their ticket at face value, you were like, he would mouth the word, thank you, because he knew I was like working it for him. Yeah. And then when the guy called and it wasn't an $800, he was like, no, I can't afford it. And he really was trying to be responsible. And here I am always telling him to be responsible. And then he's responsible. I'm like, what are you?
Come on, you sucker.
They're crazy. It's a Super Bowl. So you finally went with not responsible.
I did. I mean, there's a few really good reasons because, I mean, somebody called earlier in the show and said, hey, they're not even going to let you near the place without a ticket. So the usual methods I have for finding last-minute seats is not going to be available, according to our audience. This morning's story.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah. This morning's story is that the secondary market is heating up.
Again.
In the last 20. Well, yesterday's story was never been a cheaper ticket.
Yeah, but that wasn't going to last.
Now that the forecast is calling for like a 1% chance of precipitation.
Yeah.
And, you know, highs in the low 40s that day, the New Yorkers are buying up these Super Bowl tickets.
If you knew anything about markets, and I don't know, I only know the basics. What makes prices go up? Demand and scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds like the law of supply and demand. It is. And naturally, 4 or 5 days out from the game, when everybody's trying to get the most they can for a ticket, it looks like there's no scarcity. But as you get closer to the game, and it's the Super Bowl, and there's only one of them, and they're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna have a second showing. Another show has been added. The Hawks.
I've got game two tickets.
Game 2.
If they get to game 2, we're gonna wrap it up in one.
Yeah, we've decided to make it best of 3 because this thing is lucrative. Yeah, you know, that's not gonna happen. So.
Well, there are still 1/5 of the stadium basically is still out there for sale. There's like 16,000 plus tickets. Still on the aftermarket.
Well, it's too bad it's in the middle of Podunk and not in a big city like New York.
Who's going to go?
So, all right. Well, I'm glad you're set for a ticket. And
me too,
I'm glad
thanks.
It was Doug's ticket, too.
Oh, what a great guy. I spent some time on the phone with him. What a great guy.
Heartwarming story. And, you know, in terms of just being a good guy, your companionship to him will mean a lot.
Well, there's a good news is I don't have to sell these T-shirts. To try to get in.
Marshawn Lynch was born. Well, because that would have ended you in prison.
It would have probably got me in trouble. The better news is I can just give them away.
You're going to give away those T-shirts?
I am. I'm going to walk around New York City. When I see somebody in a Seahawks jersey, I'm going to bop them with a Marshawn Lynch was born to run T-shirt.
Well, that should get you a lot of likes in New York City. Why don't you give some of them away on the radio here where we actually get paid for it?
Let me get them in my hand. I'll pick them up tonight.
Talk to the boss,
I'll pick them up tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll give some away tomorrow.
Before we stop talking about the big game, you want to hear something crazy that happened? Well, I guess it's not that crazy considering what goes on that nobody ever talks about when that many rich people descend on an area for an event such as the Super, whatever.
Prostitutes also have to raise their prices?
Well, of course.
That's always talked about in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Officials say 18 people are being rounded up to get arrested in New York. Allegations that they sold party packs of cocaine and sex to high-end clients.
Oh,
and then
right.
texted them to advertise ahead of this week's Super Bowl festivities.
I've just never had a chance at a party pack. I had to buy them separately.
A party pack. Authorities say surveillance shows the ring laundered money and credit cards through clothing, wig, beauty supply, and limo businesses. I always knew it.
Yeah.
And targeted wealthy out-of-town customers during large events like this. Prostitutes bring cocaine to the clients who ordered the party packs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Premium seat warmers, those are listed as on Craigslist.
That's right.
None of this stuff used to be so, on demand on the internet.
Yep.
But on demand on the internet means it's twice as easy to get caught, too, in a gigantic sting.
Well, don't think that the old school methods are missing out, because personal ads in New York City's, what are the New York papers, the New York Daily News, the Village Voice, all these, I'm not sure which ones, but they've tripled.
Yeah.
Ad sales have tripled for personal escorts and companionships.
Yeah, that's always a side story of the Super Bowl suppose. So, all right, you're going, you're good. A couple things to tell people. Tonight at 6 o'clock at Black Dog, which is a nice little coffee shop pub in downtown Snoqualmie, Eric Corman, Pedro Bartez, myself, Butternut, will play a one-hour set just ahead of a band called Storybox, which is a great original song band. So if you, any of you in the Snoqualmie Valley would love to see you, wear some Seahawks stuff. Did you ask Keith?
I did.
And what did he say?
I found out that we can give away 5 4-packs of VIP tickets. So,
well.
So that means 20 people will win tickets to our, 20 tickets will be given away to our Seahawks 12th fan bash Sunday. And that's
tonight.
A VIP
tonight,
party.
Right?
That's tonight between 6:30 and 7:30 is when Butternut is playing. Get there at 6. Make sure you get a seat. And unlike Pedro, who's used to 27 million people following him wherever we go, we're happy with 50.
Like
50 actual real people in the flesh, breathing human beings.
Liking you to your face.
Those are my favorites, by the way.
You guys are so funny.
Virtual people mean nothing to me, and I apologize for that. I know I know you do a great job.
You know the worst part is you think it matters to me. I'm just doing my job, and I'm trying to do the best that I can.
I know. I always know that.
Are you saying it doesn't matter to you?
It does matter. That's why I do it every single day and every single minute, even on vacation.
But he's saying that I'm not giving him his respect because he doesn't hear the respect part. It's just I think the respect is when you get more money.
Well, you're wrong. I don't agree with you.
You don't want money.
I do want money, but
this is
going to
work out great.
It has to do with pride. It has to do with efficiency. How good you do your
job. Pride. There's a lot of proud poor people out there.
No, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
We should point out tonight you're not going to get any money. It's free, right?
The whole thing is free tonight. And that's right. Stupid Butternut never charges.
Yeah.
Thanks for pointing that out, Joe.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Again, because Pedro's the leader of the band. We're dumb. We insist our price is non-negotiable. Butternut is always free.
I guarantee you that was not Pedro's idea.
It was actually Eric's idea.
Yeah. I love the idea of playing for fun. That's the idea of Butternut.
And Pedro, too. Actually, to be honest with you, is their two idea. And I keep trying to screw it up going, hey, I can get us some cash to do this. And they go, no.
No,
it's
got to
be free.
You liar.
I do. Actually, I have done it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. It's just a bunch of guys having fun. Come by, say hi to the show, those of us in Butternut, me, Eric, and Pedro. Meet some other interesting people, too.
On that Boeing plane, I'm getting a couple texts. You will probably see that in the skies the next couple days around Seattle. It is a test aircraft for the 747-8.
Yeah, I was wondering, because a paint job on an airplane is not cheap.
No.
And, you know, that had to cost some serious dough. 12th man is not limited to this Super Bowl, though. We'll be riding 12th man pride as long as Texas lets us keep the license.
You bet.
All right. Amanda Knox is on trial again.
Yeah.
Even though she's not there. Leave this poor girl alone.
It's called the Italian hat trick.
Yeah. They're actually going to rule on Thursday. I hope they find her not guilty.
If they find her guilty... Don't worry about it.
It won't matter to her.
She's going to...
Is that today, Thursday, or next Thursday?
Today, Thursday.
We've been watching. I haven't seen a verdict come down, but they're expecting one, and it's getting pretty late in Italy, so...
That's right.
She's not going back to Italy. I'll tell you right now. She'll shave her head and go south.
Is her boyfriend in attendance? I know she's being tried in abstentions, is that they call it, when you're not there?
You mean
there?
Her ex-boyfriend?
Her ex-boyfriend.
I don't think he's there either.
I'm not
Raffaele,
sure.
Raffaele, I feel like he's not there.
Okay. Yeah.
If he was there, he'd be making the news more. That's how I know. But poor gal. I feel so bad for her having to relive this.
Yeah.
Did anybody here read her book?
No, but I know that she was in the International District yesterday, and I was told by somebody who had actual eyes on her that she looks like a movie star. She's so beautiful.
Is she still beautiful? Wow, good for her.
Yeah.
I read excerpts of the book, and I liked it. I liked the fact that it was not going to be a huge famous book because it was no... dirt.
Yeah.
It was basically the facts, everything I read, and she got her say, and, you know, she moved on and have a life. I like that she's not dancing with the stars and going to celebrity rehab and all that crap, too.
Yeah.
I hope she just makes enough profit on this book.
To pay off her bills.
Her parents gave up everything.
Looks like her boyfriend, or former boyfriend, whatever he was, is not at trial, but he is in Italy. So if they are found guilty, this guy...
They could haul him in.
Yeah, he's a little easier to
How dumb is that? Does someone tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, Thursday, get somewhere else?
Well, he's Italian citizen,
leave.
You could leave, but...
I guess not if it's your country.
Yeah.
And you're used to that food. Food is so special there.
It is.
Might be your passport at the border,
like, if
too.
It was you and you were Italian, it'd be like, I'm going to prison. I have to eat. I gotta leave.
Well, dude, if it were me, I'd be like the Von Trapp family sneaking over the Alps at night.
You just go to the Olive Garden. Apparently, that's just like being in Italy.
It is.
Really?
Yeah, I saw the commercial where when the guy's cousin comes from Italy, he goes right there. He doesn't speak any English, but the pasta's delicious.
In closing arguments last week, a lawyer described Knox as deceitful and diabolical. boy, nothing I've read. And by the way, I don't know. I've assumed she's innocent because you assume innocence until proving it. Nothing I've read proves her guilt. And I've read all of the conspiracy theory stringing together why some of you people think she's guilty, but nothing I've read passes the sense, the common sense test. She had an explosive mind of sex, drugs, and alcohol, says one lawyer. Well, sex, drugs, and alcohol, last I looked, if you're going to throw everybody in prison who's had sex, drugs, and alcohol, you're going to need 6 billion cells.
Be pretty quiet on this show.
Be very quiet in this room. So, whatever. I mean, I understand that.
I hope she can get it all put behind her before the Super Bowl. That way, you know, she can watch without having to worry.
But they were first found guilty of murder in 2009. Then it was overturned. She flew home. Defense lawyers, let's see, Rudy Grady, convicted in a separate trial. Is this the guy that probably did it?
Well, this is the guy that's went in and confessed and implemented the other two. And his testimony about those two was a huge part of their case.
Anyway.
And in Italy, their justice system, you get time off for apology. So he was given like this, I don't know if it was 20 years, 21 years, because he admitted it and apologized to the family.
Well, if they decide to extradite her, if she's found guilty, she said to the press, the Italian press, that she'll be a fugitive.
Yeah. Nothing will ever take away the experience of being wrongfully imprisoned, Amanda Knox said last week. I would be putting myself in the hands of people who very clearly want me in prison for something I didn't do. I can't do that. I just can't. No. No way. No how. Ah. You never get over that. Remember that gal we spoke with who was imprisoned in Bangladesh?
Yeah, trying to run some drugs.
She was guilty. Someone said, hey, take these drugs across the border and I'll give you some, you know, some extra dough. She got a nice A&E special out of it or whatever, the cable channel.
Locked Up Abroad.
Is that A&E? What channel is that? National Geographic?
Nat Geo, yeah.
I think it's Nat Geo. Be careful. All right, 650. Also in the news today, we're going to talk to a pair of authors, incredibly smart people. I started reading their book yesterday. It was so page-turning, so captivating that I almost wanted to like just stay up all night and read the book. I read enough to give you this about the book. It's very, very easy to read, even though it's about incredibly forward-thinking human and technology predictions. It's about how fast the world is changing due to technology. I don't even know how to say these guys' names. They're Eric and Andrew, authors of Second Machine Age. Their last names are a little weird. They're at Town Hall, Seattle, Thursday at 7:30. What the point of the book is that if you look at the history of man, starting from like 60,000 years B.C., back when we were beating off the, Homo sapiens, and we were kind of wiping out Cro-Magnon. I hate to, you know, make you feel guilty about that, but that's what we were doing.
Wow.
And until about 30,000 years B.C., 35,000 years or so, you couldn't really call it modern man, because that's basically what we were doing. And then we discovered the ox. We discovered, as the Rolling Stones would later sing about, beasts of burden. And the book essentially says beasts of burden were the first technology. Technology being that man found a way to speed up work and not have to do it himself. That's what technology is.
Wow.
And can you imagine the first, you know, Fred and Barney sitting there talking about, got to dig up some dirt to plant some stuff so they don't have to run around like nomads trying to scratch out a living all the time. And Dino's over in the background going, whoa, 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 whoa.
I don't have to imagine anything. He went to the quarry and climbed up the back of a machine.
That's right.
That's right. The machine bit those big rocks and moved it up the top and put
but
the in
mean,
machine.
About the, I'm talking about the Flintstones prequel that hasn't been made yet.
Okay.
And so, man starts tilling the fields and using beasts of burden, which allows man to do agriculture. And when man can do agriculture, he doesn't have to travel as far for food. And when he doesn't have to travel as far for food, he builds settlements instead of being nomadic. Right. And when he builds settlements, there's added safety and security, but there's also things to plunder in the settlements, which creates kingdoms and wars and that part of our society. Wow. And then as technology, as we figure out water and we figure out how to wells and we figure out how to, you know, be healthier and drink clean water, a part of that, by the way, we're still trying to help part of the world deal with. Yes, Eric.
Oh, we only have 5 kids left to sponsor.
Holy schmoly. All right, I'm going to get to that in a second. That's a good time for that aside. So anyway, as we figure out water, then all of a sudden, man starts living instead of dying in his 20s, man starts living to be 40, 50 years old. And man gets time to philosophize. And you get there was this whole period between like 800 and 200 BC where you had Socrates, Plato, who were the other ones?
Aristotle, yeah.
Aristotle and Phil.
Leonard Nimoy.
Oh my God, Nimoy. And so this is the dawn of the kind of thinking that's just now coming to fruition. And so they show this curve of technology, and what happens is right around 1990-something, the curve of what man can do shoots straight up. Because you see, machines allowed man to do the work of many men, physical labor. But computers allow man to think the work of an unlimited army of minds. And so these guys are so fascinating. You've got to make an appointment to be here this morning at 8:10. They're talking about how we are just in. That computers are maturing a little bit, but we're in the infancy of the dramatic change that is undertaking our planet and our society. Joe, you will absolutely want to read this.
Oh, I'm already fascinated. We are. We're on the verge of the second revolution. If you think,
and by the way, it's a revolution like no other revolution that man has ever experienced before.
Yeah,
I wish I could live for 1,000 years because I can't wait to see what we do.
Yeah,
one of the things I'm afraid we'll do is we'll get people to live for 1,000 years.
Well,
and I will miss it.
You can always say you were here when it started because
I can't say it. I'll be dead.
Well, yeah, but
your kids can say it.
This is the whole thing. Your whole dream of immortality, it's right around the corner, dude. If we could just wait a couple hundred years, I'm sure we're going to be immortal.
And that's going to present a whole new set of problems.
I'd be even more afraid of dying when you know you're not going to.
Oh, yeah. And then you're going to have to go out and kill a few.
I wish this was over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Another Seahawks Super Bowl. Really?
You think Jewish people will just figure out a way to just end it all because they're going to go, hey.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We have another great guest, too, in just like 15 minutes. A big-time actor. I just saw his movie. Very good movie.
Andy Garcia, his movie is at Middleton in theaters, on demand, and iTunes Friday. I'll talk to him in just a little bit. Also, since we actually have a team playing in the Super Bowl this year, there's been very little talk about the ads, because in Seattle, we're actually focused on the game. There's a commercial just released yesterday. As Pedro would say, it has nowhere near as many views as vinegar.
Actually, it is, because I posted it yesterday.
No, he posted it.
Well, thank
it has
God.
10 million views, which, as Pedro says, is nothing.
In less than a day.
But there's a company that seems to have struck Super Bowl marketing gold.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Put your money where your pride is. Home Street Bank offers exclusive Seahawks checking accounts and debit cards. To learn more, go to homestreet.com/Seahawks. Home Street, the official bank of the Seattle Seahawks. Good luck in New York. Go Hawks. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we're still dealing with a pretty decent commute, although we do have some areas that are a little bit slower now. Northbound 405 through the S-curve is definitely starting to fill in. The Valley Freeway northbound approaching 405 filling in as well. Southbound I-5 getting busier from the I-5-405 split in Linwood down through Shoreline. Everett to Seattle, a 50-minute drive. Federal Way to Seattle, I-5 northbound, only taking you about 40 minutes.
This report brought to you by Home Street Bank.
In January, Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn is the place to dine for delicious meals at value prices. Start your day at Coyaba Grill with steak and eggs for $5.99. Enjoy a New York steak and 2 eggs prepared to your liking with hash browns and toast Monday through Friday from 2 a.m. until 10 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. For lunch, you can't beat Coyaba's soup and salad special. Monday through Thursday in January from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., you can get a bowl of their soup of the day
say with a crisp house side salad and bread for just $2.99. There's a meal that's quick, light, and satisfying. The dinner special is a classic. Traditional liver and onions served with mashed potatoes and chef's vegetables for only $9.95 Monday through Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. So make your way to Muckleshoot Casino's Coyaba Grill where the food is excellent and the service is friendly. Find more promotions, entertainment, and dining specials at MuckleshootCasino.com. Only at your casino, Muckleshoot Casino, the biggest and best in the Northwest.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. We got a few showers to get through today, probably kicking up more this afternoon, mid-40s this afternoon as well. And the big game on Sunday still looking dry and cold with kickoff temps in the mid-30s.
This report is brought to you by CarStar. Damaged car? Remember your auto body repair experts at CarStar, 21 Puget Sound area locations. Ask your insurance company for CarStar, the auto body repair experts. Call 1-800-CARSTAR or log on to PugetSoundCarStar.com, your auto body repair experts.
Eat better. Think simple. With Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic, it's delicious, affordable food that's free from 101 plus artificial preservatives and ingredients. And now Simple Truth and Simple Truth Organic have added 100 new items for every part of your day to make eating better easier than ever. You'll find Simple Truth at QFC. Just look for the green circle on the package that tells you only the good stuff goes in. Simple Truth. Easy to find, easy to understand. Find it at QFC.
Big game action deserves a great meal, and you can find it all at QFC. Cheer on our home team with a couple of USDA Choice Boneless New York Strip Steaks. They're just $5.99 a pound in the value pack. Is the gang watching the game at your house? How about some fresh homemade guacamole or sliced avocado on your famous burgers? This week, get medium Hass avocados for 99 cents each. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
You know all that stuff your mom tossed out? Your priceless treasures? Get them back at America's largest antiques and collectibles show this weekend at the State Fair Events Center in Puyallup. More than 400 booths, pop culture collectibles, vintage clothing, estate jewelry, old toys, everything vintage for collecting, decorating, or furnishing your home. Evaluations from an expert for $5 an item. America's largest antiques and collectibles show, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 10 to 5 at the State Fair Events Center in Puyallup.
Leave a message and I will call you back as soon as I can.
Hey honey, it's me. Listen, I kind of slid into a snowbank on the way home. Looks like I'm going to be a little bit late for dinner. Happy anniversary.
Winter weather can slow you down, but Les Schwab has the right tires to get you where you need to go safely. And with our best tire value promise, every tire we sell comes with lifetime protection and care. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins buys anything silver. A lady brought in one silver fork and got $40 cash. Another lady brought in a set of candlesticks and was paid $700. Find out what your silver is worth at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
Want to maximize the value of that tax refund? Go to AutoZone and let their experts help you choose the tune-up parts that are best for your car. A tune-up improves performance and fuel economy, putting cash back in your pocket. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Visit Dania's winter clearance sale now and save big on select floor models, discontinued clearance furniture, and accessories. Hurry in for the best selection. 5 Puget Sound locations to serve you, or visit daniafurniture.com for a location near you.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Greetings, this is Eric Corman from The Bob River Show. My 4-year-old son, AJ, is excited about Bridget, his new World Vision-sponsored sister from Zambia. I told AJ how Bridget eats corn mush for every meal, if she can get it. Now AJ wants to try mush. AJ's mind was blown when I told him that Bridget doesn't have running water. You can help a child just like Bridget. Child sponsorship provides clean water, education, food security, and much more. To sponsor a child for about a dollar a day, just go to bobrivers.com and click on the World Vision logo.
Chinese New Year's Year of the Horse brings happiness.
and good fortune, like $150,000 in cash and prizes, including a trip for two to Hong Kong and two Ford Mustangs. You'll find it above it all at Snoqualmie Casino, January 26th through February 7th. Ring in the year of the horse with horsepower. The more you play, the better your chances of winning. So visit snowcasino.com for more ways to win. Above it all, Snoqualmie Casino, Seattle's closest.
If you activate a phone with Boost Mobile right now, you get 1 month of free service. How amazing is that? You know, if word gets out about this, about how great a month of free service is, it can start to catch on. Can you imagine what else would be amazing if it were free for a month? A month of free French fries?
Would you like to infinitize that?
A month of unlimited roller coaster rides?
Here we go! I think I'm gonna hurl!
Me too!
A month of unlimited coffee?
I'm so wired right now.
Okay, so a free month might not be awesome for everything, but the risk is definitely worth it. If you activate a phone with Boost Mobile right now, you get 1 month of free service. You can't beat this deal. Boost Mobile. Be heard.
Offer valid from 1/17/14 through 2/5/14 at participating dealers and with purchase of new Boost device activated on new account of $50 or above. Free add-on dependent on device plan compatibility. Customer responsible for all recurring charges after free month. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Put your money where your pride is. Home Street Bank offers exclusive Seahawks checking accounts and debit cards. To learn more, go to homestreet.com/Seahawks. Home Street, the official bank of the Seattle Seahawks. Good luck in New York. Go Hawks. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. I'm Danielle, and looks like the roads are actually doing pretty well this morning, but we do, of course, have those slow spots. Northbound I-5 slowing down from about 260th all the way through the South Center Hill. Then it kind of breaks free through the Duwamish River Curve, and then, of course, you're going to see more brake lights from the Michigan Curve up to the Convention Center. I-5 southbound through Linwood, definitely slowing down. Everett to Seattle taking you about 54 minutes at the moment, and northbound 405 through the S-Curve's crowded as well.
This report brought to you by Home Street Bank.